Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Good evening and welcome to the Hodge to Hodge podcast, where tonight looks like I'm flying solo. My co-producer isn't here yet, but we do have Nurse Carmen with us tonight. Thank you for joining tonight, Nurse Carmen.
Hello.
Tonight, we're just going to talk about the goodness of God. I just wanted to share earlier today, I was happening to be talking to my niece, and she's just received some news that wasn't too pleasant regarding her health. And she was talking to me and she was telling me just how a week or so ago that she was ready to give up and throw in the towel. But I have been talking with her, expounding on the word with her, and she told me today that she actually heard from the Lord, and her hearing from the Lord has strengthened her and has revived her to go on. It just felt so good within myself to know that there is someone that is hearing a voice in the wilderness, letting us know that we are connected to the true vine, and all we have to do is trust and believe, and then we can begin to do the things that we were created to do, and that is to go out and be creators. This is what God has ordained us to do. This is our purpose here, to create the best life possible for each and every one of us. All we have to do is get rid of that old mindset that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We have to get rid of that. When God created us, everything he created was good. And so we have to come to the knowledge of understanding that if God created it good, it cannot be anything but good. Even though we look at things and it doesn't seem to fit what we think is good or not good, but we have to understand that God is in control, and it is not for us to determine that. It is for us to determine what is the best life or that we want to present to the world. And if we focus on what we're doing for ourselves, then we really don't have time to focus on what we might consider other people's faults, because those same faults that we see in other people, they see it in us. If you would read your scripture, which you hold so dearly, it will tell you, do not judge. do not judge, because you don't know the path that anyone is taking. And because they've taken a path that is different than yours does not make them a bad person or make them the way we see it, quote-unquote, sinners. They're just taking a different path. It's just that simple. And you will come to understand this a little better when you realize just who it is that you are and who everyone else is. And when you come to the true knowledge, you will understand that we are all part of God's body, meaning that we are all the same. In spite of what the circumstances may look like, we are all part of God's body. Big houses, little houses, that does not make who we are. Fine cars, lots of money, that does not determine who we are. It is how we live each day. That is what it is that will determine just how far we've come in the knowledge of knowing who we are. One of the things that I've spoke about on numerous occasions is this Ten Commandments. And you've got to be able to wake up to the fact and the realization that if God commanded you to do anything, that you have no choice but to do this. So I say to you, instead of looking at the Ten Commandments per se as commandments, why don't we look at them as commitments? And what I mean by that is, once you come to the understanding of who you are, you will be committed to living a life without lies. You will begin to live a life without stealing. You will begin to live a life without killing, because you know who it is you are. It is not a commandment. It is a commitment that that is what you will become. You will be able to live the life that you want. It just doesn't involve these things that they've said were commandments, because they're not commandments. If anybody knows God like I know God, you know that if he commands something, it is. He commanded this world to be, and it is. And it's nothing we can do to change that. We think we've got all of this power that we can change what it is that God has set in motion, but we are so sadly mistaken. And it's only because we're constantly living under an illusional process. And this illusional process that we live under, it's partly responsible is the religions of today. They have painted false illusions of God. And we, being, for lack of a better word tonight, so don't hold me to this, but for us being so lazy, we dare not venture into truly coming to know God for ourselves. Not what mother has said, not what grandmother has said, not what grandfather has said, not what any of the preachers have said, but what you have said because of what you have come to know him as. Because we hear in services every Sunday and Wednesday that you have to have a personal relationship. And once you get that personal relationship, you know him better. And I say him in the most loosely term, because God is not a man or a woman. God is everything. And we have to come to begin to accept that, so that when we understand that God is spirit, then we might be able to let go of the man in the sky theory, the man that sits down and looks over us. He doesn't look over us. He is in us to see everything that is going on.
Amen.
So this is the mindset that Brother Paul talked about when he said that we need to renew our minds. We have to renew them because we've got our minds trained on fallacies. Fallacies that we are separate from God. There is no way we can be separate from God. If that is so, then that means that God is a liar. And I'm sorry, but I choose to believe God over anything written or anything that man has said.
That's right. Amen.
And this is where we've got to change our mindset and get to, so that we can better understand, so that we can be better exhibit the authority that God has given us, our natural born authority. We have this, but we've been asleep on it for so long. We're walking in darkness. We're all acting like we want to get to the light. The light is yourselves coming to know who you are. This is why Jesus said, I am the light of the world, because I'm trying to show you how to get in tune with the Father. When you get in tune with the Father, these things that you see me do, you won't marvel at them. Why? Because you'll be able to do that and greater.
Right.
But you must get in tune with the Father. Stop looking at him as something separate from you, because God is not separate from you. If God separated himself from you, you would be no more. And then to take it even further, it is impossible for him to separate himself from you, because you are him. And I use an analogy once that you have to understand this. If you go to the ocean and you take water out of that ocean and you bring it back home, that does not stop that from being ocean water. It is ocean water.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to understand that's the same concept that is applicable to us with God. The things that we do, what we're able to achieve, it's only because of the God in us. And we won't be able to accept or believe this until we stop thinking that this outer body that we have is so great. It is a magnificent creation, but that is not who you are. Because when that time comes, when it's time for this body to cease from doing what it was prescribed to do, you do not die. You still live on. And so if you live on, you have to come to the understanding that it's not the body that you are. It is the mind and the soul, or the soul and the spirit. We are three-part being, mind, body, and soul. So the body is just a part of who we are. But that soul that we have, it's a part of each and every one of us. And I can't stress it enough, because it's so important for us to understand that we are just a part of one being, and that being God himself. This is why Jesus never thought himself more highly than anyone. All he tried to do is spread the good news. And he spread the good news, and what we've done is we've taken the good news and made the good news bad news.
All right, now.
We made it bad news to think that if we, the slightest little thing that we did wrong, our God is so petty that he would cast you into a sea of fire because of the fact that you did something that man has said is wrong. God's ways is not like our ways. We read this every day, but we fail to believe it. We fail to believe that God is so awesome that he does not hold us at fault for anything we do, because he created us to do just what it is that we're doing. And whether we understand it or not, and until we come to know who we are, we'll walk around in circles just as they did in the wilderness, searching for some creature that's getting ready to crack the sky open, when all he's doing is standing at the door right now of our hearts, trying to get in. Well, I'll take that back. He's not trying, because it is up to us to let him in. He's there. All you have to do is open up the door. He's not a thief, so he ain't going to steal his way in. He's not a burglar, so he's not going to break in. You open the door, and he will come in. And all you have to do is not totally let go of what you were taught, but start to use the intellect that you were blessed with.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And when we start to use that, God will begin to open up and allow us to see things for what it really is.
Yes.
We'll be able to see that we are no different than anyone, regardless to the color of the skin or the height or the nationality. We are all one.
Mm.
We speak on the Trinity. There, the Trinity, mind, body, and soul, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same. But we can't let go of this big illusion that we have that it's something too deep for us. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Nothing. And if it's nothing too hard for God, then we need to accept the fact that just what we're doing now is what we should be doing. What we should be doing until we come into the knowledge. And when we come into the knowledge, the things that we used to do, we won't do anymore. There are some things we used to do, we will continue to do, because that is a part of you. That is something that brings you joy. God does not want to deprive us of any joy. I want you to have life and have it more abundantly, is his words. Because the more life and more abundant that you have it, it's the more that he gets to experience being God. He experiences being God in each and every one of us.
Amen. Okay.
Because whether we want to accept it or not, the so-called winos, per se, they have saved people's lives.
What do you mean by that?
I'm quite sure that one of their wino friends, per se, have gotten into a situation where they were pretty bad. And if it hadn't been for his partner that was with him, he could be dead and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they have a issue that we see with drinking, that does not mean that it's not a part of God. There are some very, very, very polite, nice, caring people that have a tendency to abuse alcohol.
Mm.
But that doesn't separate them from God. There are people that have a tendency to abuse a pork chop. Abuse is abuse. But that does not separate them from God.
Okay.
When we really come to understand it, what it really does is gets us closer, because what it is doing is this body that was designed to live forever, because we have glutton into abusive things that we shouldn't do, abundantly eating, abundantly this or that, these things that we do that we shouldn't do. But God is not mad at you because you do it, because it is your choice. This is the free will principle.
That he gave us, that's right. He gave us free will. Amen.
And he gave you free will because you can't lose in this game.
Right.
We think it's some kind of a mystery. It is not. The only mystery is coming to know who it is that we really are. That is the mystery. If we can overcome that mystery and understand that we are a part of God, then we can go out and live life and not live life stupidly, thinking that we are servants or subservients to people that are not that are using us for our finances, using us for our gifts, using. We are to help the needy, not the greedy.
Mm-hmm.
We are to help one another as if it was yourself. So if you see somebody out there hungry and you're able to assist in any way whatsoever, it is your natural, natural ability, your natural part of you to help.
Amen.
It is unnatural for us not to be kind to one another. That's unnatural. Your natural nature is to love one another. But because we've got it all twisted, we're looking at this thing all wrong. This is an easy game.
Wow.
If we stop trying to cheat it or make it a different game, this is easy. But we have to renew our minds, and we have to get in touch with the God in us. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if you stop and take the time, he will answer. And he will confirm just what it is that I'm saying.
Right. Thank you.
I'm not here to make this up to make me or anyone feel more than what they are, because we are all the same. We are all part of God's body. And if we know God for who he really is, we know that there is nothing that we can't do. We all have a testimony one way or another where somehow or another we did some things that we know good and well we couldn't do. And when we looked around, we didn't see anybody there but ourselves. We seen ourselves, but what we need to be able to see is the God in us that has allowed us to rise up and do what some people would call miracles. We would just be happy we got it done, but people would call them miracles. And I say that to let you know that miracles are being performed every day, but because we're looking in the wrong place, we're not seeing them. We don't think a miracle is nothing unless some kind of thunder is roared and the skies open up and people going crazy because they're so in tune. The spirit does not work with that. The spirit will bring you joy. And I'm not saying that the spirit won't have you give a little hallelujah dance. I'm not saying these things. I'm just saying that if we really stop and look at a lot of it that's going on in the churches and stuff, it is because of our tradition. Has anybody ever heard of a Catholic at church doing the holy dance per se?
I haven't, no.
So are we to say that God ain't got no part of the Catholics?
No, we can't say that. No.
Have you ever seen a Muslim do those holy dances? Have you ever seen any other denomination of religion do those holy dances except for one certain group? Now, another denomination or another set will do something different, but everybody's doing something different, quote unquote, in the name of God.
Right.
And that's just not how it is. This is all stuff that we've made into being, that this is what it takes to please God. You want to please God? Let him feel you coming to know him. That's how you please God. All of this worshiping and stuff, God don't need you to worship him. Because truthfully, all you're really doing is worshiping yourself. You just don't realize it. Because, I say again, you are a part of God.
Yes.
So he doesn't need you to worship him. What you can do is be thankful.
Amen.
You give thanks in all that is going on and watch the reward. You give thanks. Because as bad as it may seem to us, I love to say it, all things are working together for the good. And I always say this too. When I say this, all the Bible scholars like to come behind me and add the other verse, those that are called. And what they don't understand is we are all called.
That's right. Right.
And just because I'm not acting the way you think I should act to be in tune with the Father, that does not mean I'm not.
That's right.
Because truth be told, when you come down out of your high throne and stuff, you're not acting any different than I am or anybody else is.
Mm.
So if we just take stop from all the games and the formalities and the traditions and get real with God, get real with yourself so that you know who you are. We can make a difference in this world. We are the light. We need to begin to let our light shine. And you can't let your light shine by always listening to what somebody else is telling you. Because then it ain't your light shining, it's their light.
Wow.
You've got to be, there's a comedian, Cat Williams. Cat Williams said, you got to be in tune with your star player. And he don't know how true he really was. We need to be in tune with our star player.
Okay.
And if we continue to use that analogy, you know when you're in tune with your star player, you pretty much going to win. Ask the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ask the Milwaukee. Ask the Chicago Bulls. You get in tune with your star player, and you've got a pretty good chance at winning.
Okay.
And I say this, with them, you've got a pretty good chance. But when you're in tune with God, who is truly our star player,
we can't do nothing but win. Mm-hmm.
But win. But we've got to get rid of that mindset. Just because you don't have the mansion on the hill, and that's not to say you can't have it, because if you can dream in it, you can achieve it.
Right.
But it's what you've got to be able to do. You speak it into existence, and you speak it into existence, and I guarantee you, you'll be able to visualize it. And when you begin to visualize it, I guarantee you it is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. And I can tell you this too. If you don't visualize it, it's not coming to pass. Because that's all part of the process. It's all part of the creative process. Speak it, believe it, see it, and it is. This is why if you listen to a lot of the self-help books, they say you got to see yourself driving the new car. You got to see yourself living in the big house because it's part of the creative process. And you don't have to go to divinity school to learn it. All you got to do is go into your room and have a talk with God.
That's right.
If you can do that, then you can begin to get to where you need to be, that you can live life and live it to its fullest. You can enjoy going bowling. You can enjoy a great hand of spades. You can enjoy going to the club. You can enjoy these things. But religion would have you to believe that it's bad. But if it brought you joy, how bad could it be? It might have been bad for them, but that doesn't make it bad for you. I can't tell you what is not right for you. You've got to search within inside yourself and come to the conclusion. Jesus said to the men, if your heart does not condemn you, neither does I. And there's power in that. But we have been taught so much of the wrong stuff that we condemn ourselves for stuff that there is no reason whatsoever to do, but we continue to do it. And it's really time for us to make a change. We've got to get to the point where we know that we are part of the head honcho, per se. We are a part of him. And because we are a part of him, we need to start walking in that glory, understanding just how great God is.
Amen.
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 I've learned how to suffer. On that note, we do truly thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast. I pray that something was said here tonight that would allow you to have a closer walk with God. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be back at you on Thursday at 11 o'clock. We hope that you're here. And until then, walk in the power and the knowledge of just who you are. Good night to each and every one of you. Good night, my sister.
Thank you. Good night, my brother.